Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi warned the Congress and its allies that the women of India will severely punish them for the sin of feticide after the opposition defeated a bill for women's reservation in Parliament and state assemblies. In an address to the nation last night, Prime Minister Modi apologized to the women and said the government may have lost the vote, but it will never give up its efforts to empower women. He further asserted that those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in Parliament and the state assemblies. He said, the BJP and NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. Mr. Modi said, as the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam failed to secure the 66% of votes required to pass it, but the blessings of 100% of the nation's women are with his government.
भले ही बिल पास कराने के लिए जरूरी 66% वोट हमें नहीं मिला हो, लेकिन मैं जानता हूं देश की 100% नारी शक्ति का आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है। मैं देश की हर नारी को विश्वास दिलाता हूं, हम महिला आरक्षण के रास्ते में आने वाले हर रुकावट को खत्म करके रहेंगे, हटा करके रहेंगे।
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign for party candidates in West Bengal today. According to party sources, he will address rallies in Barjora at 11 a.m, followed by Purulia and Jhargram at noon, and later in West Midnapore this afternoon. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda is also joining the campaign. He will hold a public meeting in Shitalkuchi in Kuch Bihar and take part in a roadshow in Jalpaiguri around midday. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to attend rallies and roadshows in Birbhum in support of BJP candidates. BJP National President Nitin Naveen will lead a roadshow in Balurghat this afternoon, followed by a public meeting in Malda. Ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission has released new figures on voter enrollment. Since the draft list was published up to the close of nominations, nearly 5 lakh new voters have joined the rolls. Officials say around 7 lakh applications were filed through Form 6, and after verification, eligible names were added. On 28th of February, when the final list was released, 1,88,207 new voters were included. In the following month, another 5 lakh names were added. The Commission sources note that once pending tribunal cases are resolved, the numbers may rise further. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector and preparations for the upcoming Kharif season. During the review meeting yesterday, the minister emphasized that farmers' welfare is of utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. He directed Agriculture Secretary and concerned senior officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are made well in advance to safeguard farmers' interests. India has expressed deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian-flagged ships in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs called in the Ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatah Ali, for a meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi last evening. During the meeting, Mr. Misri conveyed India's deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian-flagged ships. He noted the importance that India attached to the safety of merchant shipping and mariners. He recalled that Iran had earlier facilitated the safe passage of several ships bound for India. Meanwhile, Iran has said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports is lifted. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, described the continuing blockade by the U.S. as a breach of ceasefire conditions and warned that any vessel approaching the strait would be considered hostile and could be targeted. The development follows a brief reopening of the strait on Friday. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m., while Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.